There's a new addition to Boston's historic theater district, the newly restored Paramount Theater on Washington Street. The Paramount has been dark since the mid-70s, but this week Emerson College opened the theater doors to show off its state-of-the-art renovations. WBR's Andrea Shea has our tour.
Robert Orchard met me in front of the box office in the new Paramount Center. He's the executive director of Arts Emerson, The World on Stage, an organization created by the college to bring live performance back to the theater district in a big way.
We're in the lobby of the reimagined Paramount Theater. It wasn't restored because it was so badly damaged. It had been empty since 1976, but the college, through a great deal of research, was able to pretty much recreate what it was originally.
Orchard is adamant about starting the tour on the third floor, so we head up in the elevator.
So there are actually three public spaces in this building. A screening room, which seats just under 200, that we're also going to use for poetry readings and community discussions and any number of other kind of spontaneous live events. And a black box theater, which is essentially a big room. And then the larger 600-seat Paramount space.
Walking down the hall is kind of like walking through a mini museum. A mural is dedicated to Washington Street's golden era of vaudevillian shows and cinema. It was, at one time, the center of the entertainment district in Boston.
And this particular wall here is kind of like the Vietnam Memorial Wall. It's this huge serpentine wall with thousands of names on them, all honoring the names of the acts and the names of the artists who appeared along the street during its heyday.
Right, Fats Waller, Milton Berle, Bob Hope.
Absolutely.
Ginger Rogers.
Right.
Next, we head downstairs, but on the way, we stop briefly in the upper lobby outside the Black Box Theater. The gilded, velvety period decor transports you back to a time when Art Deco was new. A big, cushy couch sits in the middle of the room, bathed in soft light. Orchard says it will be a nice place to lounge during intermissions.
I should also tell you something for half the population of the world. It's a little anecdote about the Paramount. It has more ladies' restrooms per capita seat than any theater in Boston.
Now that's a selling point.
But then we pass through doors to view the real selling point, the Paramount's main theater.
You know it's Deco, right? But this is Deco squared.
Hi, Deco.
Hi, Deco.
The ceiling and walls are gilded to the gills.
It was originally a 1,200-seat movie theater, not a theater for stage productions. And so essentially what happened is they reduced the capacity by half to 600 seats and created space in order to build a stage house, an orchestra pit, traps, a complete fly tower, and just a wonderful, intimate space in which to do anything you'd like on stage.
And there's more. Three new rehearsal theaters, a Hollywood soundstage, a scene shop, practice rooms, all for Emerson's arts and communications students. It's obviously a massive investment. But Orchard says it's also payback for a deal the school struck with the city.
It's a long and glorious journey that the college has taken, beginning in the early 90s when they partnered with the city and made a decision to systematically move from the Back Bay, where they were founded in 1880, to this corner of the universe, which at the time was at the edge of the combat zone. And the city knew that Emerson making that choice would transform the neighborhood. So the message to the city, from a public point of view, is that the college has provided a gift. So it was a great partnership. I mean, it's one of these cliched win-wins.
Come September, Robert Orchard and Emerson College hope to win over the public when they launch the Paramount Center's inaugural season. It kicks off with a reimagined production of The Sound of Music, featuring the Von Trapp children as hoodie-wearing hip-hop dancers and cross-dressing nuns. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Hoodie-wearing hip-hop dancers and cross-dressing nuns makes me wonder if we should be donning our lederhosen here at Radio Boston. But Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow at 3 for more Radio Boston.